How to include Ho'oponopono in your yoga meditation.
You're listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire at yogaofalignment.com, where you get bite-sized applications of Law of Attraction, giving you the tools you need to manifest the desires of your heart in all areas of your life. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. Email me directly at rebbe@yofa.net or drop by the website yogaofalignment.com.
You can receive remote healing sessions to support all aspects of your life. Monthly memberships available at alignmentforhealing.com.
One of the ways that you can use yoga meditation is as an amplifier. It's sort of like a magnifying glass. So whatever you want to do in meditation, when you hold it in the context of the way that we do yoga meditation, you amplify that quality, you amplify that point of attraction, you amplify that way of being. And so even though it is a form of meditation in and of itself, you can also use it with other systems to further support your efforts. So today in the Yofa Meditation Center, we were looking at how to use Yofa meditation as a tool for manifestation, but we're looking at it from a slightly different angle than usual. So we were coupling the typical Yofa meditation that we do with Ho'oponopono. And so if this type of thing is of interest to you, if you decide that you want to sign up as a member of the Yofa Meditation Center, when you go into the member site, you'll find a tab where the live meditation meeting recordings are. And if you go in there and you look for the recording that's dated October 15th, 2021, you'll find the recording that I'm talking about here. And so in order to join, you can go to theyogaofalignment.com/meditation. So you're probably familiar with Ho'oponopono. If you're not, I'm not going to go into a big teaching of it here, but basically the most important thing to know about this is that it is a stand that you take, that you're 100% responsible for everything in your life. And so it's really important to point out the difference between responsibility versus blame. Like if things are not going well in your life, it might sound like, well, if I'm responsible for this, that means it's all my fault. But it's really, it's a subtle difference, but it's a really important difference. I mean, it's the difference between night and day, because when it looks like it's your fault, when you feel blamed, you're in a state of utter disempowerment. When it's your responsibility, it means that you have the power to make a different choice. You have the power to create differently. And so it puts you in a position of ultimate empowerment. So these two things are actually complete opposites. The difference between taking on responsibility or taking on blame, they're actually like completely at the opposite ends of the story here. So this choice that we make to participate with Ho'oponopono is like, it's this amazing opportunity to become responsible for everything in your life and to become empowered about everything in your life. So the Ho'oponopono practice, the simplest aspect of this, is a process called cleaning. And we're just cleaning and cleaning our whole consciousness, our whole energy field. And the way that we do this is with four phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. please forgive me, and thank you. And these phrases, you're not saying them to the person who you think has done you wrong. You're saying them to divinity. So it's like, I love you. I'm sorry for whatever it is in me that has generated this reality that is obviously exhibiting a distortion. It's got a problem in it. I'm sorry for whatever combination of things are going on in me that generated this reality. Please forgive me. And thank you for showing me this. Thank you for showing me that this needs cleaning so that I can use my state of empowerment to clear this. So in today's meditation meeting, we use these phrases in yoga meditation to generate a state of peace and a state of calm and a state of clarity and a state of cleaning that creates an open space. And so when we have this clear, clean space sparkling like a freshly washed window glistening in the sunlight, when that is how our consciousness is, and then we bring in the feeling of what is wanted, we are a pure, clean point of attraction for law of attraction to respond to match. And so we went into this in more detail, and we did a couple of wonderful meditation sessions in this meeting today. And so I just thought I'd tell you about it a little bit, because this is something that you can work with immediately. So if you're not a member of the Yofa Meditation Center, you can get a copy of the book Rooted in the Infinite, and you can teach yourself Yofa meditation. You can do this all on your own. And then you can start to bring in these phrases, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, into your meditation, and let the Yofa meditation be an amplifier. If you want to do this with us, with me, and we go deep into all the nooks and crannies of Yofa meditation, and we explore it, and we find out who we really are, and what our empowerment really is, and what amazing tools we have just inside the space of our consciousness for living a more fulfilling life in this human incarnation, more fulfilling for the soul, and more fulfilling for the human garment. Come on down and join the Yofa Meditation Center. It's a great place to begin meditation. If you've never meditated before, this is an excellent place to begin. If you have your own meditation practice that's very well established, if you're very advanced, you might actually enjoy adding the perspective of Yofa meditation to what you already do and using it as an amplifier for your current practice. If you have meditated on and off in your life, but you get stuck, or you just haven't been motivated lately, or you just can't seem to find your rhythm with it lately, you just don't find the time, or fall asleep, or whatever, you might really love the Yofa Meditation Center, because you'll get re-inspired, you'll get new clarity, you'll have new revelations. It will take you to new horizons in your meditation practice. So if this is something that interests you, go take a look at what's going on. It's theyogaofalignment.com/meditation. My name is Rebbe, and I'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. If you listen to this through a click-to-play option, please consider subscribing to our podcast. You can look up Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire in the iTunes directory or follow the directions at yogaofalignment.com. You can receive remote healing sessions to support all aspects of your life. Monthly memberships available at alignmentforhealing.com. Join us next time for another bite-sized application of Law of Attraction so that you can more joyfully manifest the desires of your heart.